Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Mel Butler on with us tonight as we talk about to clean the air around us in our space so that we can make sure that we stay alive. The air is very, very dirty, and there's a spike in coronavirus, and more people are catching the virus and checking out of here. And we have legend Dr. Mel Butler with us, as he has a project that works to purify the air. Dr. Butler, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Jahi. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine, by the grace of God.
That's a crazy week. I know you've been busy down there, and the phone's been jumping off the hook up here because in the news, breaking news has been about the dirty air for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm not sure if our listening audience is aware of how important that is and how they need to really stay up to breast on what's going on for their own safety and for the health and safety of the families. I was really alarmed. I've gone to 3 funerals in the last 10 days for people that came down with the virus, and nobody is really telling people the extent of how alarming things are, the dirty air that was coming from the fires in Canada, the dirty air that's been presented by the fires out in the Oklahoma area and the California area. The air is really, really dirty above the clouds, and people don't realize most of the time those dirty particles stay in the air. They don't go over right when they give you the alarm or tell you that the air is dirty. And you notice sometimes they'll give people an air quality alert, and when the air is at a certain level, they recommend that certain people stay in the house because it can affect your breathing. You can't see it, but when the air is dirty, it's out there. Golfers many times complain because when they're playing golf, and after they play golf for a while, they come in, they wash the hand, and they find that the hands are sticky. And they're sticky because of the particles that are traveling in the air that they can't see, but they can still land on on your hands, on your body. But to all the listeners out there, one, welcome to the show. I think, Jahi, you deserve a hand, applause, because you're doing a great job of having a program that people can feel that they are definitely informed and they're kept abreast of the things that are happening at a current state. If people are calling in, I hope you have a call-in number tonight, because I want to go over some of the things and ways that they could make sure that they are healthy. Somebody's trying to call me instead of calling you, but I'll just let that go on. I told you my line's been jumping all day long, so that person would just have to call me back. So if you get interrupted, it's people. I'm trying to cut that line of communication off until the show is over. But, most people are eager to get out and go on with the life as it existed before the pandemic. However, the coronavirus has never gone away. It's been here. Corona-19 has been here all along. People were getting sick all along. People going in the hospital all along. It's just that the levels were not as high as they had been. So therefore, it didn't make the news like it did when we were in the pandemic. And people were so eager to get out that they really don't want to entertain, that they need to put the mask back on. Well, they do, for their own safety, and particularly for people that are in our community. Because for some reason, this new virus, and for those of you who want to know the number, it's called 2.86, and it's a spinoff from the Corona-19 virus, but it has more what they call mutants. In other words, the coronavirus had like 4 mutant strands. This virus has 7 to 10. So not enough people have gotten sick, even though over 60,000 on a worldwide basis have been sick, but that's not enough for them. In the United States, of course, it's a much lower number, but it's been ticking up every week. And the last week, I think it ticked up like 28%. And it's probably going to be higher. The reason they don't want people to get alarmed is because the Labor Day weekend is coming. A lot of people are traveling. And to a lot of people, it's all about the money. So those listeners out there, the people that are listening and are following the show, I want them to remember that we have a project. It's called Safe Reentry. Safe Reentry Project. It was started with the Department of Transportation here in Baltimore, Maryland, about 2.5 years ago. And it's a 5-year pilot program. And what it does, it's a simple device, actually it's a coating that you can put on lights, you can coat a light, you can coat a table, a chair, your baby if they stay still long enough. But no, it's a coating that actually will destroy the bacteria that's in the air. It actually purifies the air, and it produces a super oxygen molecule. Now, that's what makes the difference, because you'll hear people say, well, I have an air filtration system. You do, but you want to make sure that it's a system that does not have ultraviolet attached to it. Most systems do. And one thing about the product that we use or that we are recommending for people, it doesn't. In fact, it screens out UV. The product is found when you put on sunscreen, the product that the coating that we are talking about is in the sunscreen. It's also in ice cream. It's in cake. Anything that's white, this particular substance is in. And the substance is called titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide. And that's found in the ground, primarily in areas where there are oceans or there's water. It's every shovel full of dirt has titanium in it. And when titanium and water and sunlight hits, then it causes a reaction. It's a big word, but it's simple. I'll give you the word so when you hear it in the news, you won't be surprised. It's called photocatalytic process. Photocatalytic process. Now, most of us, when you went to school and you had science classes, you heard them talk about with the flowers opening up a photosynthesis. That's what photocatalytic technology, it's like a flower opening up with photosynthesis, except that it's a different technology. It's done by the titanium, which is in the ground. Water goes over the titanium, and then when the sunlight and the water hits together over the titanium, it makes a new molecule or oxygen molecule. And that oxygen, it's like having a guard or a security person. It will go and actually look for bad bacteria and destroy it. It also will clean, like if you have asthma or if you have like hay fever or something like that, when you breathe clean air, that means it's healthy air. And most bacteria and germs can't grow in a clean atmosphere. So this is a project that we have that you can be a part of it. If you contact Jahi, whatever the contact number is, or if you have a pencil,
252-458-3712.
That's my contact number. You want to say that slow? Some people feel like me. 252-458-3712.
3712.
Yeah.
And just
I know
say
sometimes
you show.
All right, you want to repeat that last thing you said? I think I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just when you call, just say that you got the number from the show.
Yeah. Now, what's so important about that, Jahi, is that people, when they use this product or they use this process, it's good for the office if they're a business person, or even if you work in an office. I had a person call me today, and they were made aware they work at a hotel, and one of the hotel guests that obviously had the virus came in the hotel, got a room in the hotel, and left a note on the bed for the hotel people to find saying that they are sorry, but they had the virus. Now, that was a terrible thing to do because they didn't let the people know in person. That means the cleaning people and everybody that went in that person's room was subjected to the virus. And I'm saying that because, yeah, that just happened. I got that call this morning. And so now, and the bad thing about it was the hotel manager is on vacation. So they have to wait until that person, he or she, comes back to report it to them to take any kind of action. If the person had reported it to the desk, then at least they could have sent the housekeepers in with a mask on, and they could have cleaned that room immediately. But because they didn't do that, that means I don't know how long the person is out on vacation, but somebody else, that means somebody will catch that virus between now and the time they clean that room. And that's been happening 3 or 4 places in the country this week that we got reports from another lady that I talked to in another state, different state. She told me that at her job, 7 people over the last 10 days, 7 people reported that they had the virus. 7 people at one job. Right here in my state, a person that I knew that went to the church that was my home church, that person had the virus about 10 days ago, and the church had an outdoor picnic about a week and a half ago. The picnic was outside. After the picnic, 1 week after the picnic, the lady that had the virus, she didn't know it at the time, when she found out she had it, but of course she was at the picnic. So when she reported to the church immediately, without even knowing, had, I think it was 11 other people called them. So that was 12 people that got the virus within 10 days at that one location. Now, if that is happening and we don't know about it, what do you think is happening in other places? Some of you right on the phone right now probably have family members that have dirty air in their home or have been out exposed to crowds without a mask on and have probably picked up the virus. I would be curious to find out the next time we talk, the next time I'm on the program, and I'd like to be invited back until we can follow up to make sure those that want to be a part of our program can do so. Those that want to protect their office can do so. Those that want to protect their family can do so. And it's not an expensive project. It's very, very inexpensive. When you call, we can give you the details on it. But for your children's sake, your family's sake, your sake, and the office that you're working in, just tell somebody at the office, tell the supervisor that you heard that's something that can clean the air. Remember, this is an air filtration system. You don't have to, nor should you, try to explain how it works to someone. You should get in touch with Jahi. He gave you the number. Or get in touch with me. I'll give you the number by the time before the show is over. And call somebody. Talk to somebody. You know how they say, you see something, say something? Well, this is a case where when you hear something, a solution, you need to act upon it. Don't wait until you see it on TV, because if you see it on TV, I guarantee it's about 10 days to 2 weeks old. If you hear from somebody that has it, you better believe it's been out there at least a week before you ever hear that the person got it. So this is an urgent matter. It's something that, because we care about the community, that's what we're in business for. We're in business to protect our community. We're in business to help with the Clean Air Act and make sure that people are breathing clean air. I'll give you one other story that I heard this morning about midday. One of my clients called, and we were talking on the phone, and she was happy that she had taken her niece to school, to a college. It was her first year, young lady, 18 years old, and she took her and dropped her off at the college. And when she came back, she called me up, told me she dropped the child off, and we were talking about different things, and she was the one that told me about the people in her office. And she has the product. She has her lights coated throughout her house. And I asked her, I said, well, is the young lady a freshman? She said, yes. I said, is she staying on campus? She said, yes. Does she have a roommate? They said, well, yep, they're so crowded, she's going to have two roommates. And I asked her this question. Did you leave the product with her so she would have it in her dorm and be protected? And the lady said she forgot. She went all the way up there, but the one thing she forgot to carry was the units or the lights that the young lady could put in her room, because you could coat it on a light, put it in your room, and it would protect that whole dormitory room. So listeners out there, if you have a question you want to ask me tonight, please call in. Don't hesitate. Any question is a good question. Don't worry about it, and we'll give you the answers. But I am so tied up with my emotions today for the people, my personal friends, that have passed away in the last 2 weeks. As I said before, I've attended 3 funerals in the last 2 weeks of people that were close to me. And see, when things hit home, then we act on it. And generally, the institutions, the health institutions and public out there, they won't tell us until it becomes at a certain level. In other words, they don't really like to announce it until a certain number of people have either died or got sick. And they're not at that number yet in the United States, even though several schools had to close because of the danger of the shortness of staff and the people that called home because they felt like they might have the virus. This is schools opening, and the majority of schools will be opening on Monday. So take a chance. I don't listen to the news much, but I think now, at least when they first start off, because that's generally when they will broadcast something like that in the breaking news section, which is normally the first 10 minutes of a newscast. And you can also get the newscast free on your cell phone. But you really need to check the news, be aware, because it's one of the things that in our community, we're sort of like the last to know. And then we don't know the symptoms. I'm going to let maybe Jahi talk a little bit about his business people and why they might want to do their office. And by the way, if you're a business person listening to this, you really need to do your office, because you can write the expense off. And you have a better chance of keeping your employees at work, even as people start to get more and more alarmed, and they will. You don't want to be alarmed, because you're getting information now, and you're getting information, and you have a contact number. When you contact Jahi, he can inform you of what's going on and also put you in touch with somebody that can help you with the solution. All he has to do is know if you're talking about protecting your family, protecting your children, or helping your office be protected against the dirty air that's out there. By the way, the coronavirus is the number 5 killer in the United States. So it hasn't fallen anywhere. It's still number 5. And the air in your home is normally dirtier than the air outside. So people say, well, I just stay in the house. No, you can wear the mask when you go out, but when you're in your home, you want to make sure that that air is being filtered and being filtered in a clean and healthy way for you and your family. And so we're not saying that the product kills anything. What we're saying is that it does purify the air, and viruses and germs cannot live in clean air. And you find that even bugs, like in my home, I find that there have been no ants. No ants. I've had the product in my home for 3 years now. And I was wondering why there were no ants or little creatures that tend to come into your home. And you know, most little insects and most animals, they travel based on what? I'm talking about rats, rodents, They travel based on what? Odor. They smell. And the odor to them is just like a highway. The ants actually go on that current, and that's how they can figure how to get into your house. Any little crack that they can fit in, they can come in. Well, if the air is purified, that odor, it kills the odor. So the insects can't get it. Because I wondered, I told my sister, you know, I've noticed that we haven't had any kind of ants, and we have trees and, you know, outside area, and bugs that generally come in, mosquitoes, all those kind of things. But we found that with the air being clean, that actually I figured it out. The reason the animals don't come in, they can't smell. If they smell, they go to the garbage can. So if you have the light, I have them outside my house. I have them inside my house. And the purification system, folks, it works. But, Jahi, being the accountant, you tell me, or tell maybe your listeners, if they did something like this, I don't know what it would go under or how they would list it, but is it not a tax write-off if they were to put something like this in the office for their protection and the protection of their employees?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a tax write-off. And the call-in number is 515-602-9701. But to answer your question, Dr. Butler, yes, it is definitely a tax write-off, and it would go in under the section of home improvements, like similar to where you you put in, like if you put in installed windows or something like that, it would be something along those lines. But
Also a major thing that it does, you know, it saves energy. And I tell people just the fact that it saves energy is a good thing. Just think, if you could cut your electric bill, not your gas bill, we're talking about your electric bill, when you put the lights in, most people have like a 30 to 40% savings per month. I've left my units on all year long for the last 3 years. And it's interesting what happens is that, you know, the utility companies usually like to put you on these savings plans and all these different type programs. Well, they think that they have me on one of their programs, and every week they send you sort of like a thing where they can tell how much electric you use and how much you save, and they can even tell you what hours of the day you use the most electric. Well, I noticed about 5 or 6 months ago that I started getting these notices and congratulations of being a part of the program. And every time they would send out this notice, they would say, you're doing great because you only use X amount of electric. They did not know and still don't know that I'm not on their program. But my numbers are lower than the people that they have on the program. In other words, they tell people don't use certain things, or unplug certain electrical appliances. Well, I didn't want to tell them that I never turn my lights off, because the lights that are coated with this particular product, it's a LED bulb, and it's only 9.5 watts. If the listeners will go and check the bulbs, and that's something you should do, folks, go and take out one of the bulbs in your house, in your kitchen or your bedroom or your bathroom, and look at it and see how many watts it is. And let's say you take one bulb out of the kitchen and look at it, and you see that it's, let's say it's 60 watts. And you have that type bulb and maybe four rooms in your house. Count the number of lights, and if there's 60 watts, multiply, if it's five rooms, you multiply that times 60. That means 300 watts is how much you're using when those lights are on. Now, if you had, say, five of the units that we have in our demonstration, our pilot that we're using, the units would only be 9.5 watts. Let's round it off and say it was 10 watts. And the same five rooms, the same five lights, now you multiply that times 10, instead of 300, you're having 50. That's the difference. That's how big a difference it could make in your home, and you can leave them on. And actually, people that say, well, I can't sleep with a light on, well, Some people can't until you realize it's what they call daylight bright. And when you try to sleep, not only do you sleep, but you sleep better. I didn't realize that because I was one of those people that the least bit of light, I would wake up. And I found out that I got so used to that light because I left it on 24 hours that I was able to go to sleep. Now, the reason for that is that when people come from the military or come out of, say, zones where they're fighting, and they come back, they have a lot of stress, and they have to sometimes go to the Veterans Administration or to a doctor, and they have to sit them down, and they have them look at a light that's in front of them. And that light is a certain brightness. I don't want to get into all the technical stuff, but the brightness of that light penetrates your head. And what it does, it affects the pleasure zone in your brain, which takes down stress. The units that we have, that coating that's on those lights or anything that we coat, that's what it does to your head. It actually penetrates your brain and relaxes you. It takes the stress down. So if you had a hard day at work and you have those units in your home, not only is your home protected, but you'll notice that you won't have anxiety like you normally have. If you're the type of person that argues and fights all the time, you're going to have a difficult time because it's going to make you be calm. So you're not going to want to fight and argue with everybody all the time. We use it in senior citizen homes. I have one client, and Jahi, I think you know this person because they live right in the area near where your office is. They are taking care of an elderly lady, and the lady was, I think she's in her 80s or something like that, but they have to change her, like she wears diapers and stuff like that. But she doesn't, sometimes her moods doesn't want her to, people to touch her. She doesn't want them to change her. She wants to just be very, very bossy. And of course they have to change her. Well, what we suggested was take a couple of our lights and put them in her room and see what happens. They did that. And they found out that now they can actually work with the lady. Because when those lights are on, the lady is much calmer. She doesn't really know it's from the lights, but she is calmer. So just a little thing, you take the lights and you try it. For odor, if you've got a cat, if you've got a dog, and many times in your home, those animals have an odor, and people who come into your home, they know that odor. They notice that odor. And many times they don't want to sit or stay because they think that that odor will get on them. Well, this process eliminates odor. Even cigarette smoke, nicotine. Once you get a unit and put it in your home, put the unit in and turn it on. And you don't have to, if you don't smoke, you don't have to use a cigarette. If you do smoke and you smoke a cigarette, blow the smoke into the light and see what happens. It actually will break it up in front of your eyes. Now, I found because I don't smoke, there was another way that I could do it. And how is that? You take, you know, the long little thing. It's like a long match, like you light incense with. And actually, you could do it with incense, too. I took that long stick that you use to light a barbecue with. It's like a match. And I lit that and put it over, and I saw it do the same thing. So any smoke that you put over there, you can see what the unit actually does. That means if you got a smoker in your house or if you smoke, my sister and people that came around, they were going outside to smoke all the time. And I said, well, why don't you just take a room and go in it and see what happens? And they all swore to me that nothing was going to happen. The odor was going to stay there. Oh, and added to that, someone let something burn on the stove. And but you know how stinky that smoke is in the house and how bad it smells, and usually it lingers for a long, long time, sometimes days. Well, I told him, I said, make sure all of your lights are on, and let's just watch and see what happens. Give it about a half an hour to an hour. And oh, no, my niece just swore down. Nothing was going to happen. It's impossible. And within 2 hours, that odor was gone.
Wow.
Now you got to be careful because I did notice this. This, it's not a drawback, but it's how you have to be on alert. Someone had crabs, bought some crabs, Maryland crabs, and they put the crabs steam the crabs in, and we couldn't smell the crabs as they were being steamed. Now, because we were outside and the crabs were inside, all the water went out, and then, of course, the odor was up. But what it had done, we could not, you know, normally you can smell crabs when they're cooking. So the light had neutralized the odor, so we couldn't smell it when the crabs were really cooked. That's why it went over until all the water boiled out, because we were outside and we couldn't smell anything. Normally you would smell the Old Bay and you would smell the smell of the crabs when they're being steamed. So you got to really be careful if you're cooking, you know, food every now and then. You want to make sure you go. Now, when you go in the kitchen, you can smell it from where it's cooked, where it's being cooked. But as that aroma comes out, then the lights definitely will neutralize it. So within a confined area, because it's constantly producing odor, you know, all the time, when you go in your kitchen, you could, of course, smell it. And then after you stop cooking, the lights will get rid of it altogether. But before it could reach the other rooms, that odor was gone. So what I'm saying to you folks is that this, I think, is a very, very urgent program. I want to thank Jahi for having it. I want to thank the people that are supplying the unit for us, the pilot program. And you're part of something that everybody can't get this. Everybody does not have access to this process because they're not part of the pilot program that we're running. And we're going to be running this project probably for the next 2.5 years because it's a 5-year pilot. What we want to do, if you have anybody that has a child in college, you want to let them know, because we're going to try to concentrate on making sure that the young people in the colleges that live on campus can have access to this product. So if you know somebody, pass the word on. If it's a family member, definitely let Jahi know. If it's a relative or friend, let them know. Again, let Jahi know. All we need to know is the college that they're at. And all freshmen, by the way, at most colleges must stay on campus. If there's enough room on campus, they have to stay. That means with the large number of college classes that have come in, particularly at the HBCUs, some kids have one and two roommates. That means 2 and 3 people to a room. Some of the off-campus homes that the freshmen have to live in, it's as many as 5 people living in one house. That means you don't know the health hazards of the people that you're living with. Sometimes, you know, when people take showers, you know, there's sometimes the odor that comes. Sometimes people who are athletes, they have tennis shoes and things like that. And if you're a really clean person, that odor will bother you. More importantly, if you have this product in your room and you are a student, remember, it helps with stress. If you are stress-free or low stress, you're going to be able to study better. I'll say that again. If you are a college student, or if you're even at home and you want to increase your study habits, because you can concentrate better if the air is fresh and the air is clean. You can't see your lungs working, but the lungs work a lot easier when the air is fresh. That's why a lot of people choose to study outside. So these are things, Jahi, we can take a few minutes for you to bring your people up to speed if you want to, or make any comments that you want to, and then we'll hopefully, if we have some callers, wait for callers to answer the questions. And then when next time I call back, I'll tell them about the opportunities that we're going to be having with the product also.
Okay. I normally do is a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success by Dennis Kimbrough. And I didn't do that to start the show off today, but I'll do it now. There's no easy way for you to say, learn to speak kind words. Nobody resents them. Carl Roern, syndicated columnist. Several years ago, a publisher shared a profound statistic. He said that the average person uses nearly 30,000 words each day. If these words were put into print, they would fill a fair-sized book. Over the course of a lifetime, these books would fill a college library. the publisher's thoughts are a bit frightening. They emphasize the fearful responsibility that goes with the gift of speech. Throughout history, we can see how words have shaken the world. A few examples are, "What do we want?" says Stokely Carmichael to a huddle group of students and first-time voters. "We want black power. I'm just glad we had it to give," said Camilla Cosby to Spelman, President Yonetta Cole, with regard to her $20 million gift. "Let's try to work it out," pleaded Rodney King during a press conference with the hopes of ending the Los Angeles Daily riots. "And I have a dream," preached Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reference to his vision for humanity. Words are important. These six most important words, I admit I made a mistake. The five most important words, you did a good job. The four most important words, what is your opinion? The three most important words, if you please. The two most important words, thank you. The most important word, we. Today, every day, I will only include the most important words in my vocabulary. And that was by Dennis Kimbrough, the author of Thinking of a Richer Black Choice, and also Daily Motivations for African-American Success. And, you know, we need to look at what we can do to eliminate poverty in our families as we move forward in this generation. And Dennis Kimbrough gives us that blueprint in Thinking Grow Rich, the Black Choice, which is his version of, he took the manuscript of Napoleon Hill and improved on it and wrote one for Black America to eliminate poverty in our families. And that's a very, very good book, and I suggest people, if you haven't picked it up, to pick up that book, add that book to your book list, because it can help you with daily motivations to do things that you need to do in your life. Back to you, Dr. Butler.
Yeah, those were good thoughts, and I didn't go into your listeners of the program. I used to do motivational speaking. I still do a thing called Millionaires in Training. And when Napoleon Hill wrote the book, Think and Grow Rich, actually, every successful person that I know, definitely every millionaire that I know, that is a must read. When you come to my seminar, I have about three different things I prescribe that you do have. Every person that is successful, or if you want to be successful, you should have in your library a copy of the book, Think and Grow Rich, because not only is it very helpful for down-to-earth common people, but also it is a guide. If you read that book, there are certain chapters in the book that you can practice, like positive thinking. How do you do it? What we call transmutation. In other words, if something bad is happening, how you can channel your thoughts and turn that bad thing into a good thing. And that's what people do if they lose a loved one or if they break up with somebody and you want to learn how to get out of depression. There are actually almost sessions in the book at the end of a chapter where you can actually monitor yourself. And when you use it, most wealthy people, millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, they all have a copy of Think and Grow Rich. And That is a book that I definitely recommend that you have. Another thing that will always keep you positive is read Proverbs out of the Bible. The book of Proverbs out of the Bible. Most motivational speakers today use material that comes from the Bible. Many of them won't tell you that. The reason I was offered to go on the speaking tour with some of the people that do motivation speaking is because they wouldn't acknowledge that some of the material, particularly the positive things. Do you know in the book of Proverbs that thoughts for almost everything that you can think of, particularly for business, what you should do, how you could avoid things, good thoughts for how you can stay motivated, they're right there. So I would encourage you to get that book, as Jahi said, and read that book. And a lot of people don't know that the first book, the reason the Black Choice had to be made was, even though everybody had a copy of that book, but the original book, the author was at one time a member of the Ku Klux Klan. A lot of people don't know that. But so it doesn't mean don't read the book, because the thoughts in the book are good thoughts and they apply to everybody. And Dennis, like as you said, took the transcripts and was given permission to write it so that we could have the thoughts that were steered to us. And in some cases, the illustrations point to us. I'm in the process of writing some cases for our students in college that will tell about some of the Black businesses that are successful and some of the stories that are behind the troubles that they had and how they overcame those troubles. So if you're out there, this is one of the best programs that Yahi has on that you should listen to, get your friends to listen to. And as we grow, then you'll know what things make people different. Because the only difference in a grave and a ditch is both ends are knocked out. So you can decide.
Right, right.
Yeah, you can decide which one you want to be in. And I tell people, you know, there are two nations. You can be a part of either one of them. And you, as a listener to a program like this, you can be a part of the greatest nation. Or if you choose to listen to a program like this and get valuable information, such as we gave you tonight, then you become a part of that other nation, which is called procrastination. That's all the tidbits I'm going to give you for my motivation. But as the weeks go on, I'll give you some stories from people that are still members of my little group that follow me in the programs we have. By the way, we're going to start a new program for those people who have never been into one of our seminars that Jahi and I and a few other people are putting together. Write these words down. Y-M-I-T. Nobody in America has this. Y-M-I-T. You heard it on Jahi's show first, and you're hearing it from me. I don't want to tell you what it means. The next time we tune in, I'll tell you what it means, and we'll see how you like it. But I want to tell you a story about one of our clients. And this is a lady. It's like a home assignment. Look up on your computer when the show is over. Look up 6acres.com. 6acres is one of our friends and hope to be one of our clients soon. She owns Bed and Breakfasts. She is a young lady of color. And she has these bed and breakfasts. She has them scattered all over the country. She has, I think, one. Well, you read about it and you'll see, but I'll just give you a hint. She's got one in Canada. She's got one, three or four in the United States. But more importantly, the reason I want you to read up on her life now is that she's getting ready to do something that has never before been done in history. She is putting together a bed and breakfast in Jacksonville, Florida, that the motif and everything will be built and designed around African history. The rooms, wow, the design, and everything, that is off the chain. Off the chain. The developers, two young Black developers, have already been selected. They're already talking about the plans. They've already been in consultation, and I'm scheduled to go down and take a look at it. And by the way, Jacksonville is the home, and most many of you might know it already, of the Negro National Anthem. That's where it was written. And one of my prodigies, young lady by the name of Larissa Lockett, you can look her up, Larissa Lockett, she was a child prodigy at the age of 13. And she, again, was from Jacksonville, Florida. The youngest person in the history of Disney that has been approved to play any Disney venue in the world, Larissa Lockett. She was 13 years old. L-A-R-R-I-S-S-A. L-A-R-R-I-S-S-A. Larissa Lockett. Now, her father has always been protected, and You used to be able to get it, but knowing him, he sometimes will take it off so he can sell those phones. But she did the song that I coached her on. She did Eyes on the Spell. Now, we have a concert that she did. When we booked her at Disney, she played all the 5 venues at Disney at the age of 13. She played for the chairman of the board, his breakfast, and he was a classical musician. He played the piano, and he stopped the breakfast to tell the audience, which was all of his people, that young lady was the type of talent he was looking for. And after that performance, you can imagine every manager, every director, every producer of the 5 venues were calling us to book her. The other interesting thing about Larissa and her story is Larissa at the age 13, God is so good. He's so good. Larissa played Disney, and she roomed with Rosa Parks. I'll say that again. At 13 years old, when she played her first concert at Disney, Rosa Parks was visiting Disney at the same time, and Larissa got a chance to room and, of course, talk to Rosa Parks. So can you imagine 13 years old knowing who Rosa Parks was and getting a chance not only to see her but being able to play at the same place that she was? Those are just 2 of the people. By the way, the lady that owns the bed and breakfast, her name is Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N, Kristin Kitchen. Those of you who work with community organizations or groups such as that, it's an excellent, her places are excellent to do board trainings, to do getaway retreats, staff building. You just ought to look at it. And these are people that we hope that you get familiar with. And as you grow and listen to this program, we want you to hopefully become a member of our group and so that you can grow. And one day we'll be talking about you as a legacy or a legacy in progress. Now, I promise I will talk to you about some opportunities. If you get in touch with, we are looking for people that would like to learn how to be territorial managers or who would like to learn how to apply our product. We have a product that will teach you how to coat the product. And we have a training. We're looking for people to train, looking for people to work. And those people that we have selected, we need 10 regional managers. And we will be hiring about approximately 1,000 people in each state. There will be 10 states, and we'll be hiring about 1,000 people. So those people that get the initial training and want to learn how to start their own business, if they learn how to become regional managers or one of those managers, they could start their own business. And then one day they will be over about 3 or 4 states. And when I say one day, I'm only talking about 1 to 2 years. Now, I'm not going to tell you how much money that equates to, but it's more money than you probably have made put together in your whole life. Annually, that's how much money you can make. We're talking about lanes that are open that our folks have not been in and nobody else is in because these are lanes that are newly created by our new products. Now, again, if you're interested, however, Jahi wants you to get in touch with him, and he will forward that information to me, and then we would get in touch with you and make sure we find out, make sure you state your name, how old you are. If you're in college or in school, let us know. If you're already in a business, let us know. And if you want to add this product to your existing product line, let us know. And also, let us know definitely, what you thought about today's program.
All right.
I don't know how much time we have. Have we exhausted our time? I don't know.
We got 10 minutes left.
Okay, well, you have some things that you want to say to them. But I really think, folks, if you're out there and you're individual, a lot of people I talk to always say they wanted to go into business. And I'm always curious as to why didn't they go? What's stopping you from going into your own business? We want to know, because it's your turn. It's your turn now to turn your dreams into reality. You meet so many people, and it's so critical now that people want to do something. They want to be energized. They want to be motivated. They want to be uplifted. And this is one of the criticisms I have of some of our motivational speakers. They get you all motivated, get you all pumped up, get you all psyched up. And many times you get up and leave that motivation right on seat. What we want to do, what Jahi's program is doing, what we are doing as a team, is we want to lift you up. We want to multiply the listenership. We want you to email me. We want you to go on the website, go to facesgoingplaces.org, see what we do. Give me a call. My number is 443-248-6148. Again, 443-248-6148. And by calling us, by getting involved, and I'll tell you this now, we don't employ people that don't use our products. And when I say our products, I mean products that are manufactured or produced by people of color or those people who support us. If we do what our pilot program is designed to do, then do you realize that we can create enough business to fund our own projects, to fund our own programs, not to have to be talked down to or have somebody throw crumbs to us? We can do enough things to support us, and then our vote, as if we're talking about power. And by the way, folks, before I forget, this is the 60th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's great speech that he did in Washington in 1963, I Have a Dream. This is the 60th anniversary of I Have a Dream by Dr. Martin Luther King. So you want to remember that. And I think all this week there'll be different activities that will be going on. I know there was a big gathering in D.C. of many of the people that participated back there during the marches. I was not able to go because I wasn't feeling that well. But you need to know those things. You need to know these important dates of yesterday and dates of today, because one day you may be in history. And, of course, you want somebody to remember the day you made history. So those are some of the things you'd like, okay? But did you want to comment on that, Jahi, and anything or what?
Yeah, they had, Reverend Al Sharpton and them, they had a big rally in D.C. yesterday. And I don't know who went, but I haven't gotten any reports back from anybody yet.
Well, that was most of the civil rights leaders were there, like all the governors and the people that had been active in the civil rights movement, the organizers of the mall when he had that speech. All of those people were at that first one, and the president and Mrs. Harris, vice president. They will be going out all this week, and his son will be going out all this week talking into different areas about, what happened back there then in 1963. Of course, most of us that were involved in the movement, we were having a meeting, and that march, a lot of people don't realize, at Howard University, we were just getting ready to set up for a meeting for all of the civil rights groups to come together. That would have been the Muslims, that would have been CORE and SNCC and everybody else. And, of course, there were people that knew had that meeting taken place, then probably we would have a different America today. Because could you imagine all the civil rights activists joining forces and not going in different directions? But, again, those of us that were there, As one of my favorite hosts was a guy named Steve Harvey. His name was Harvey. Paul Harvey. And Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. But civil rights movement, it went on. Dr. King was assassinated, yes. But what most people don't know, that we were right at the tip of turning this country upside down with true black power. When Nina Simone sang that song, and I'm sure you know it, Jahi, your listeners, if you don't know it, go back, go to a music store, go online and see if you can't find Nina Simone, young, gifted, and black. Hopefully some of you will call in. If you hear that song, you should get re-motivated. You should get retooled. You should get re-excited. You should get re-obligated, recommitted to doing whatever it takes for you. It's your turn to make you successful, to make you be a part of what's going on. There is a movement. If you're not a part of the movement, then you'll be a part of the rubble. So those of you that are on, those of you that are listening, do not be afraid to come in. Do not be afraid to voice your interests, the things that you want answers to. Do not be afraid because you're young. Don't be afraid because you're old. Don't be afraid because you're blind. Don't be afraid because you're crippled. You need to energize yourself. And when we hang this phone up, when this call is over, you need to say, I am ready. It's my turn. I turn it over to you, Jahi. It's been great.
All right. Yes, it is. Those were some nice comments you gave, people, Dr. Butler. It's been a pleasure having you on here tonight. And we'll close out with our theme song called It's My Time, It's Your Time. Here we go. It's my time.
Right.
It's your time. It's our time. Time to fly. We need to make sure that we buckle up our wings and prepare to fly and soar and be able to do all that we can do. And again, if you want to get involved with what we're doing, Dr. Butler said, you can call me at 252-458-3712. And I like to thank Dr. Butler for being on here, and we'll be doing this again. And one of my favorite chapters out of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill was, he said that we all should have that important people influence our lives. and have what we call a board of directors. And those board of directors are people that you can have on your board, as I have on my board. I have historical figures. And so I have, like, Dr. Martin Luther King on my board, Malcolm X on my board, Nelson Mandela. Mary McLeod Bethune. Also on my board is, I'm lost for words right now.
That's pretty tough board right there, brother.
Yeah, also on my board is Madam C.J. Walker, and what I do is I hold imaginary meetings in my mind with my board members, and so when I do that, I get there, share their experiences, and they guide me, and so that helps me a lot with shaping decisions that I make and the things that I do. So I always try to hold an imaginary board meeting once a week. And those meetings become very, very heavy because those people, when you study their lives and you study them, they bring things to the meeting that we have a question. I throw questions out and I get ideas from those individual people because I've read their biographies and I know their personality is pretty good. And so it's funny. It's very interesting because, let's say, in those imaginary meetings that I have with that board, you know, there's different people who they sometimes take over the meeting, and some are laid back. But when you understand their personalities, and I've pretty much got them down pretty good, that they can shape you and give you ideas to propel your life and move forward. And so I'm very, very thankful for the ability to be able to read, evaluate, and analyze, because it's through reading their biographies and knowing their lives and the things that they did. Like Dr. Martin Luther King, he wrote the book, the last book that he wrote, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community. You know, that was a very, very powerful book in which he shared a lot of information with people about our dilemma and what we need to do, what was going to be chaos or community. And so personalities, those people, they give you ideas, they give you food for thought, and they help you with shaping your destiny and where you want to go in life. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now, but I just wanted to get that in about studying people and having people on your imaginary board of directors so that you can hold meetings with that imaginary board and help shape your ideas and shape your where you're going in life. And that's all I really want to say about that. I start getting emotional now. I don't want to cry on the phone because that's how emotional it is for me. And it just shapes my life a whole lot. I'm a very heavy person when it comes to thoughts and ideas and things to do with what I do. So, again, Dr. Butler, thank you for being on the show tonight.
I just want to say one thing about what you said. And I do have other clients that have those imaginary boards. But what I tell people to do, you take the historical figures, but you add to it some real life figures, because they're in the today, based on the supreme power, there are people who have motivational stories that would become a part of your advisory board like that. So don't be ashamed to. You one day will be a legacy. If there are people that you admire now, I know some people you work with that you might admire, don't be afraid to be able to do that imaginary board, but also be able to talk, communicate, and bounce off the people that are living legends that are there, because you'll find there's a commonality of thoughts amongst all people that are legendary because they go to the same journey. They just take different paths to get there.
All right. Thank you for the input, Dr. Butler. I definitely will do that. And you will be one of those people that I'll be adding to my imaginary board.
Well, I mean, that's fine. And I'll give you some other people as we talk to our group next time we meet, and I'll give them some tips that will help them. And is that song that you played, is that your regular theme song, that ending song?
Yeah. The guy that used to write jingles for Ford Motor Company, he gave me that song.
But isn't it ironic that you had that song and part of our discussion tonight was It's Your Turn?
Yeah. So
you see how the universe works?
Right, right. Okay, I'm going to say goodnight for now.
All right, thanks. Call me.
All right, I will. The Living Orders, we're going to say goodnight. Sleep tight. And get a bite. All right. Good night.
Good night.